Pranoy, welcome. Today we are joined by Daniel Cleaver, author of Sovereign AI. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Pranoy, the title of your book immediately caught my attention. What exactly is Sovereign AI?
At its core, Sovereign AI is the idea that intelligence should be something you own rather than rent. Today, many AI applications depend entirely on external providers. Those services are incredibly useful, but they also introduce dependencies. Pricing changes, APIs evolve, products are discontinued, and your application's capabilities become tied to decisions made by someone else. Sovereign AI is about building systems where you control the models, the knowledge, the memory, and the infrastructure whenever it makes sense. It's less about rejecting cloud services and more about designing systems that remain resilient over time.
Pranoy, some people might say cloud AI is easier and more capable. Why complicate things?
Cloud AI absolutely has its place. I use cloud models when they're the right tool for the job. The question isn't whether cloud AI is good or bad. It's about understanding the trade-offs. If your application depends entirely on a third-party service, you're accepting constraints around cost, availability, privacy, and long-term control. As local models become more capable and affordable, developers have more choices. I think the future is hybrid rather than all or nothing.
Pranoy, why did you decide this was the right time to write Sovereign AI?
AI is moving incredibly fast. Every week there's a new model, framework, or benchmark, but I felt there was less discussion about the underlying architecture. The tools will continue to evolve, but the architectural principles, ownership, modularity, resilience, composability are much more durable. I wanted to write something that would still be valuable even as individual models change.
Pranoy, there are already countless AI books on the market. What makes yours different?
Many books focus on using AI. Mine focuses on building AI systems. Prompt engineering is useful, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. Once you're building real applications, you need retrieval systems, memory, orchestration, knowledge management, deployment strategies, and governance. I wanted to connect those pieces into a coherent architecture.
Pranoy, retrieval augmented generation has become almost a buzzword. What's your perspective?
ORAG is powerful because it separates reasoning from knowledge. Instead of trying to fine-tune a model every time your documentation changes, you retrieve relevant information at inference time. That makes systems easier to maintain and often more accurate, but ORAG is about much more than embeddings. Document, structure, metadata, chunking, ranking, and retrieval strategies all matter.
Pranoy, why are knowledge graphs becoming relevant again?
Vector search tells you what's similar. Knowledge graphs tell you what's connected. There are complementary technologies. If you're trying to understand relationships between people, concepts, documents, or events, graphs can provide structure that embeddings alone don't capture. I think the future combines vectors, graphs, and traditional databases rather than choosing just one.
Pranoy, everyone seems to be talking about AI agents. Are they overhyped?
There's definitely hype, but there's also real value. An agent isn't magic. It's software that combines reasoning, memory, tools, and planning. The interesting engineering challenge isn't making an agent that can do everything. It's designing agents that know what they should do, what they shouldn't do, and when to ask for help.
Pranoy, what did you have in mind while writing?
Developers, software engineers, technical founders, architects, and anyone building AI products. I assume readers are comfortable with technology, but I don't assume they're already AI experts. My goal is to help people think architecturally rather than just tactically.
Pranoy, if someone finishes the book, what's the one idea you hope stays with them?
That ownership matters. Whether you're building software, managing data, or deploying AI, every architectural decision shapes how much control you'll have in the future. The specific models will change the underlying principles of designing systems that are resilient, transparent, and maintainable are likely to remain valuable.
Pranoy, where do you see your work heading from here?
I'm interested in continuing to explore local-first AI, open-source tooling, and architectures that help people build intelligent systems they understand rather than simply consume. The book is one step in that journey. I'm also excited about developing open-source projects, writing more technical articles, and engaging with the community as these ideas evolve.
Pranoy, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss these ideas, and I hope they encourage more people to think about not just what AI can do, but how we choose to build it.